Jordy Nelson's on with us at 5:10. We'll go inside the fort here in just a moment. That's where I pulled a couple random wrestling things to ask Mitch about because he knows more about wrestling than I know about anything. Your boy Jim Ross is killing it on Twitter today, as you might expect. Big Oklahoma fan. Tweeted out a picture of him with Lincoln Riley and said, Lincoln Riley is special. OU football is good. He then went on the Paul Feinbaum show, and he was retweeting some promos for that. He even retweeted the official statement from Bob Stoops regarding the announcement that he is retiring. And then, the best part of all, Mitch, Skip Bayless tweeted out just some garbage about Bob Stoops.
He responded to it?
Yeah, Skip Bayless tweeted out, Bob Stoops, terrific recruiter, poor motivator. Again and again, his teams weren't ready to play big games. They were talented enough to win. Jim Ross quotes it and says, this opinion is sad and ill-informed, a desperate attempt to lure TV viewers to FS1. I'm embarrassed for Skip, my fellow Okie.
Yeah.
Jim Ross, bringing it strong. I like that.
He'll be in Manhattan this fall.
Well, maybe,
when Oklahoma comes to town.
Try and book him for tomorrow. See if we
tomorrow?
Can get him on. Yeah. Yeah, why not?
How much barbecue sauce do you have to buy to get his phone number?
I have his phone number. I don't really text with him, but I'll email him.
Yes, please do. I would love to. I mean, obviously, we'll talk about Bob Stoops and all that. I want to know what he thinks of The Miz and Jack Gallagher. That's what I need Jim Ross in my life. All right, let's go inside the fort.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his way to the ring from Morganville, Kansas, standing 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighing in at 155 pounds, Mitch the Fort Faulkner.
As I said, Mitch knows more about wrestling than I know about anything. I find all these lists on the internet, like the worst wrestlers of all time, the worst WrestleManias of all time. Today, I even dipped into the worst wrestling storylines of all time, just to try and branch out. But first things first, so I give Mitch the topic and then just let him go and see if he can, off the top of his head, just nail what it is that I bring up. The first is an obscure wrestler.
Okay.
This wrestler's name, I think I'm saying this right, Mexicools. Mexicools.
Oh, that was a stable. That had to do with... There's three guys, but two come to my mind. They were all cruiserweights back in the WCW days, and they were big in Mexico. One of them was Juventud Guerrero. Another one was Super Crazy, was his name. The third one, I can't think of off the top of my head. And you'll have to remind me. Honestly, I'm drawing a blank here.
Well, so actually, this shows how much I know about wrestling. I didn't realize this was a group.
Yeah,
it listed it as Mexicools, but then it was really only talking about the, what'd you say, Juventud
Guerrero?
Juventud Guerrero. That's the only one that it mentions, and it talks about
they. Him. What was great about them is they're obviously, I mean, they're Mexicans. They're from Mexico.
Okay.
To be, I don't even know how to explain this, but they would ride out in lawnmowers, John Deere lawnmowers, riding lawnmowers when they'd come to the ring.
Jeez. Really?
It was, yeah.
You should have just ended the statement with...
I can't imagine why that group didn't last and broke up.
Your guy comes out with an umbrella sometimes.
Which is fantastic. All right, here's your obscure storyline.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that this will work. I've just got two names here, and this is the way they listed it, that there was a storyline between the two. It's from 1999.
Oh, jeez.
Mae Young and Mark Henry.
Oh, my goodness. So... Wow, I can't believe you're going to make me bring this up. So, they had this old gimmick back in the day called GTV, in which it would just be like a random hidden camera catching some awkward moment between wrestlers. It was really weird, but one of them was was Mark Henry, Mae Young. Mark Henry is this giant guy. They call him
the biggest athlete in the world, right?
The strongest man in the world, Mark Henry. And he was an Olympic weightlifter. And he broke in around 96. And then during that time, the Attitude Era, they called him Sexual Chocolate. That was his name back then. And he was this guy that would hit on all the ladies, right? Well, Mae Young, she'd been wrestling. She wrestled in 8 decades. 8 decades she wrestled. At least once.
It says she was 77 years old when this was going on.
Yeah, and... had a little love affair with Mark Henry.
Yeah, but what
the storyline gets better,
right,
though.
Right, what came of said love affair?
He got her pregnant and she gave birth to a hand. Yeah,
Wait.
A writer by the name of Vince Russo came up with this gimmick, still talked about today.
I saw the picture of the hand. That's honestly what drew me to this. I was like, what is that? So at first I thought it was like a guy that's gimmick was that he would come out in a hand
One
costume.
One of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen, but they still make fun of it today.
Normally I check out what John has pulled aside and I do my own research on it, so I have a couple things. I didn't hear a word about this, and I'm going to spend the entirety of the top of the hour break looking into this.
Was that not as obscure as I thought it was then, the storyline? Is that a pretty famous?
Oh, it's... I wouldn't say, well, it's up there for one of the most ridiculous things. I mean, okay. Wrestling fans like me certainly know about it. I remember it when it happened.
Oh, hey, by the way, my roommate just texted me. Third guy was Psychosis in the
right.
The Mexicools.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The hand. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What on earth?
We got to get Jim Ross to talk about the hand tomorrow. I'm serious, man. I hope we get Jim Ross. Speaking of great guests, the one and only Jordy Nelson coming up next. We will get back into Bob Stoops. Does K-State now become the favorite to win the Big 12? We'll talk about that at 5:25, but the one and only Jordy Nelson next.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank.